For KBIA News in Columbia, I'm Sam Mosier. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services confirmed 14 more deaths due to the coronavirus yesterday, bringing the state fatality total to 53. 20 of the 53 were age 80 or older, and 17 were in their 70s. These numbers match worldwide statistics that older people have been far more likely to die from the coronavirus. The department also confirmed 3,037 cases in the state, an increase of 315 from Monday. Missouri lawmakers met in the Capitol yesterday to discuss adding money to this year's budget for COVID-19 response. Cassidy Arena has more.
Missouri has not yet received the $2.4 billion in federal funds it will get from the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economy Security Act, also known as the CARE Act, and state lawmakers hope federal officials will provide much more over the next 3 months. Dan Haig is the budget director for the State Office of Administration. He says he hopes the state will receive the CARE Act money by April 24th. Since the state does not yet have any federal funds, the Senate passed a contingency plan for how to spend the money it hopes to get. Haig says it's best to plan for the worst and hope for the best.
Now, if we don't have to utilize all this for the state response, then maybe we can look at other ways that we can utilize this for COVID-19. But I'm detailing sort of a worst case scenario so that we can respond from the state level.
The overall plan discussed by state senators Tuesday totals more than $5 billion, which would require additional funds from Congress. I'm Cassidy Arena.
Across Missouri, police officers, firefighters, and EMTs have contracted COVID-19. In response, Governor Mike Parson and the State Department of Labor and Industrial Relations announced an emergency rule yesterday that allows any first responder to receive workers' compensation if they are quarantined or contract COVID-19. The rule creates an assumption that the virus was contracted while in the line of duty, thus making it an on-the-job injury. According to the Columbia Missourian, it goes into effect April 17th and will cover first responders who have already been infected or quarantined. Missouri lawmakers are prioritizing COVID-19 response over planning next year's financial budget. We hear from Cassidy Arena again for more.
The COVID-19 pandemic has caused a lot of uncertainties within state government and has caused lawmakers to delay making plans for the 2021 budget. Dan Haig is the budget director for the State Office of Administration. He says there's too much up in the air to make a definitive plan for the new state budget, which begins July 1st.
FY21 is obviously much more unknown. We want to see a little bit more what the economic data looks like, what's the unemployment look like. You know, I think there's still uncertainty. Is this a U-shaped recession? Is this more of a V-shaped recession where we bounce back quickly?
Haig says the idea of the legislature meeting for a special session is not out of the picture, as there are still so many unknowns when it comes to what sort of impact COVID-19 will have on the economy. I'm Cassidy Arena.
And I'm Sam Mosher, KBIA News Columbia.